Millions of dollars intended for the reconstruction of Iraq instead ended up in the bank account of a former Pentagon contractor named Robert J. Stein. He pleaded guilty in federal court today to charges including conspiracy, bribery, and money laundering. Stein admitted that he rigged bids and received kickbacks while serving as comptroller and funding officer for the Coalition Provisional Authority, or CPA, in the Iraqi city of Hilla. As for what he bought with the stolen funds, a Lexus, a Cessna airplane, a 6-carat diamond ring, 2 plots of land in North Carolina, and much more. Others have been arrested in the alleged conspiracy, including the businessman to whom Stein steered the contracts and 2 members of the U.S. Army Reserves. James Glanz is covering the story for The New York Times. And James, explain first what these contracts were supposed to be for and what ended up happening to the money. Hello, James Glanz, are you there? Hello, do we have James Glanz on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, James. Can you explain for us what the contracts were supposed to be for and what ended up happening to the money?
Well, the contracts were for rebuilding things like a police academy, a library in the holy city of Karbala, a center to promote democracy, and things like that, things that were very much the preoccupation of the Coalition Provisional Authority back in those days. And while some of the contracts were actually written for those jobs, much of the work was either not done or done poorly, and then some of the other money was just outright stolen in the form of stacks of cash.
And how much was stolen all in all?
Well, Mr. Stein, whose plea was given today in court, is on the hook for about $3.6 million that we know about. That's a minimum number in cash, about $2 million of that in cash, $1 million in bribes by wire transfer mostly, and 600,000 assorted things like expensive body armor and so on he's also said to have stolen.
Now, it turns out that Robert Stein, who pleaded guilty today, had been hired by a company, a contractor, S&K Technologies, to provide administrative support in Iraq. He had a previous felony fraud conviction that somehow never turned up on a background check.
Right, and we're all scratching our head about that. I've spoken with other employees of S&K who were hired around the same time. This would have been in late 2003 for the most part. And some of them said, indeed, they had background checks as their contracts called for, as S&K's contract with the Army called for. And they did the paperwork and so on. What happened with Mr. Stein is a mystery, whether he conned them or whether they dropped the ball and didn't carry out the background check or something else we don't understand yet happened. It's all pretty strange and mysterious.
Was any work ever done on the projects that were contracted for, or did all the money get siphoned off?
There was some work done. It's been described to me as some of the worst contracting work you'll ever want to see. Walls that are built and immediately start falling down, and so on. In other cases, it just wasn't done. For example, in the Karbala Library, there was a very expensive contract to bring internet connections in, and that was never done. It was paid for, but never done. And in fact, when investigators went down there, they discovered that the librarian never knew that the library was supposed to get those connections.
And briefly, James, how many other people might be involved in this conspiracy?
You know, every time a new set of papers comes out, the number increases. Right now, we have 7 people called co-conspirators, and then we have another cast of characters referred to, again, anonymously as Person A, Person B, and so on in the papers, some of whom seem to have not behaved themselves either, but we don't know whether they'll actually be arrested. Right now, I'd say that the outlines are pretty fuzzy.
New York Times correspondent James Glanz, thanks very much.
Pleasure.